Bath County's school board meeting on Tuesday evening was an invitation and a reminder to residents interested in learning more about how budgets are developed and what it costs to run a school system. In public comments towards the beginning of the meeting, Stephen Heiner of Mountain Grove listed some funding categories for which he hoped the board could provide information in an easily accessible format.
Cost per student. I guarantee you that's, you've heard this a million times. Why are we spending 20 grand plus? Transportation costs, you know, busing routes. State and federal requirements, mandates. You know, I'm not familiar with all the requirements where you have to provide a certain service. Okay, that's bound to cost money.
Mr. Heiner encouraged board members to
do whatever you can to get it out there, explaining the school budget to the citizenry.
At the end of the evening, when board members were making their own comments, several indicated the opportunities each of the public meetings offer, and specifically work sessions with the Board of Supervisors for learning many aspects of budget development, from operational expenses to capital improvements. The next of those opportunities is a work session with the Board of Supervisors Wednesday, February 13th at 6 o'clock at the School Board Administration Building in Warm Springs, and another the following week with just the School Board Tuesday, February 13th at 5:30 at the same location. When offering her report, Superintendent Sue Hirsch mentioned an appreciation week that hadn't happened yet at the last meeting, but is essential to note.
We missed the opportunity in early January to acknowledge our three school principals. I'd personally like to thank all three for the daily work that they do. No day is the same as the one before and won't be the same as the next one. So for Mrs. Hicklin, for Mr. Sizemore, and Dr. Perry, thank you for what you do for staff and students.
Mrs. Hirsch also read a resolution thanking former school board member Brian Secoy for his 3 years representing Millboro. Elementary school principals and members of the high school woodworking class presented school board members with appreciation gifts for their service. Several students were commended for their participation and successes in district and regional band competition. The superintendent also noted this week, February 4th through 8th, is National School Counseling Week. Student Representative Emma Marshall reported high school students are grateful for their new guidance counselor, Eli Dubow. When it was time for focus on the schools, one of this year's two Kidwind teams represented the Career and Technical Education Center. These high school students have been growing their understanding of wind energy and different ways to generate it for some of them since middle school. Joey Altizer, one of the team sponsors and carpentry technology teachers, spoke before the young men presented their model.
But all these guys are seniors now. And every year we've tried to up our game. 3 years ago, we had one was computer driven. Last year, we had the homemade generator. So this year, we started researching how could we get better? How could we outdo, you know, blowing the national record out of water by 6 times?
This year's turbine uses electromagnetic energy to turn the spindle, and because it's still in the development stages, won't be revealed publicly until closer to the competitions. One change receiving board approval was classes already being offered at the high school will soon meet the criteria of being dual enrollment with Dabney S. Lancaster Community College. Dr. Perry explained BCHS is fortunate to have staff qualified and willing to serve as adjunct faculty and a counselor to facilitate the administrative side of dual enrollment. Students will still need to take the Virginia Community College placement test. Dr. Perry also mentioned the savings to students and families on college-level courses before leaving home could be significant. Interested students or parents of students can contact Marsha Kieser at Bath County High School. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.